If you'd like to email me, you can do that through my website, which is thecountrywriter.com. There, you can also buy one of my books. I have three. The latest is a book of puns. So if you like dad jokes, click on Puns for Grown People. This week, brushing up. It takes a lot of trust to let someone shave your face with a straight razor. But from what the old-timers used to say, there's no better or closer shave. My great-grandfather shaved with a mug, brush, and straight razor. So did other men in my family. As a child growing up in Ashdown, Arkansas, I would watch them lather up the soap with their brush, then apply it, and away they'd go. The ads on TV showed convenient cans of all kinds of shaving cream, but my great-grandfather and others still used a mug and brush. In the old westerns, it seemed as if the first thing every cowboy did after a long trip on horseback was to ride into town, slap a coin down on a saloon bar, drain a beer, and then ask where he could get a bath and a shave. I suspect that the bath part may have been a bit exaggerated. Bathing was not as common then as we know it to be today, but a barbershop shave was available and common for those who could afford it. The old western barbers would wrap the cowboy's face and neck with a hot towel and then lather up the brush, paint the soap on thoroughly, and then out came the straight razor. As a small boy, I just knew that's how I would shave. Of course, without the horse, saloon, and barber, I was going to lather up and shave myself. But by the time my generation was shaving, the mug and brush had all but disappeared. In the movies, straight razors moved from Western barbershops to horror films. The shaving selection at the drugstore was narrowed down to safety razors and cans of Barbasol. So for several years, I bought cans of Barbasol. But my thoughts of brushing on lathered soap for a close shave just like the men in my family had done never left me. One day several years ago, I was in a drugstore when I noticed an unfamiliar product in the men's shaving section. It was a round bar of soap. Shaving soap. I bought it, and I bought the brush sitting next to it. I took them home and decided I'd give it a whirl. It didn't seem complete without a straight razor, so I didn't use it all of the time, but periodically I'd get it out and lather up to shave. I assume that I was one of the last people to use a mug and brush at all for shaving, and then I attended a fair in Belton, Texas. It was a Mother Earth news fair, great magazine. There, I came across a man who was selling handmade shaving brushes, brush stands, and homemade shaving soaps. It appeared that my assumption about being one of the few still using a mug and brush was flawed. He told me that it was flawed. His name is Mike, and he said that the mug and brush and the straight razor have made a big comeback. With the beauty of his handmade brushes, I could see why. His selection was large, but I kept coming back to a dark wood he'd used to make a brush. I asked him about it. He said it was ebony box elder and that he'd ordered the wood from Ukraine. It arrived before the war. I felt the brush hairs. I turned it over and over looking at it. I bought it and the stand. I committed to start using a mug and brush exclusively. I took a photo and sent it to my mom. She sent me back a photo of my great-grandfather's mug and brush. I had no idea she'd inherited it. My great-grandfather's been gone for decades. She said I could have it. She also reminded me of a straight razor my father had given me years ago. It's an antique, but she said that with the razor strops my father had left me, I could bring the razor back into service, which is what I planned to do. There's something simpler and more thorough about many of the old ways. There are lots of ads still on today touting the smooth shaves you can get from shaving creams and safety razors. But razor blades are crazy expensive and they don't last very long, unlike straight razors and soap from a mug and brush. Now if I can just find a cowboy town with a cowboy barber, I could use a few lessons before I shave myself with that straight razor. Everything else is ready to go. My wife even ordered a case of Band-Aids. I'm John Moore. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the week. God bless.